SEC ready to set crypto rules if Congress stalls on Clarity Act. SEC Chair Paul Atkins said the agency is prepared to set its own crypto market rules if Congress fails to pass the Clarity Act, according to a July 30th report from Wu Blockchain, citing his remarks. The message reframes a debate that has run for most of 2026. The industry has been pushing for permanent law, and the top securities regulator is now saying it does not need to wait for one. Markets barely moved on the comment. Bitcoin traded at $64,005, up 0.3% on the day, with Ether at 1902, and the Fear and Greed Index sitting at 36, Fear, as of July 30, 2026. A regulatory signal like this rarely produces an immediate price swing, but it changes the calculus for anyone building or investing on the assumption that a durable federal framework is coming. Two paths to the same rulebook. The Clarity Act is the House-passed market structure bill that would divide oversight of digital assets between the SEC and the CFTC and define when a token is a security versus a commodity. Its progress through the Senate has been uneven. Earlier this month, Majority Leader John Thune named it on the chamber's pre-recess to-do list, while other reporting described the bill as losing momentum on Capitol Hill. Atkins is effectively saying the SEC will not let that uncertainty freeze its own agenda. An agency-written framework and a statute are not the same thing. Rules issued by the SEC come through rulemaking or guidance, both of which a future chair can revise or reverse. Legislation is harder to undo because it requires Congress to act again. That difference is the entire reason the industry has spent political capital chasing a law rather than settling for regulator discretion. Durability is the real stake. For token issuers, exchanges, and custodians, the appeal of the Clarity Act was never a single set of rules. It was permanence. A statute survives the next election. SEC guidance shifts with whoever runs the agency, and the crypto sector has direct experience with that swing. Having moved from the enforcement-heavy posture of the prior leadership to the current more accommodative stance in the span of one administration, Atkins framing the SEC as ready to act alone is a lever aimed at the Senate as much as at the market. If lawmakers believe the agency will fill the gap regardless, some of the urgency behind passing a bill drains away, which cuts against the industry groups lobbying for legislation. It also hands the next administration a set of rules it can rewrite, reintroducing the exact instability that a law was meant to remove. Practical read for users and builders. For everyday holders and crypto card users, near-term product access does not hinge on this. The cards, stablecoin rails, and exchange services operating today are governed by existing rules and state money transmission regimes, none of which change because of a chair's remarks. The longer-term question is whether the assets and services you rely on sit on a stable legal foundation or one that can be redrawn. That matters most for products tied to how a token is classified. Staking rewards, yield features, and tokenized securities all depend on securities. Law treatment and an SEC-authored framework can move those lines faster than a statute would. Anyone holding a card or account whose economics depend on a specific token status has a reason to track where this framework actually lands, not just that one is coming. The signal here is a single set of remarks from the SEC chair, not a filed rule or a Senate vote. Treat it as a statement of intent. The substance will show up in a proposed rule, a guidance document, or a bill text, and none of those exists yet.